Nightingale. A long time ago, in China, there lived an emperor. The emperor loved to read books. One day, in the book he was reading, it wrote, "The most beautiful precious treasure is the bird nightingale." The emperor had never seen or heard of nightingale. What is nightingale? No one has ever seen or heard of it. The emperor was very curious as to what nightingale was.
"Bring nightingale to me at once."
The servants were worried by the emperor's command. They looked here and there. One day, a little girl said that she knew of nightingale. She said that the bird she had was nightingale. It was a small, cute bird. At once, nightingale was brought to the emperor. The emperor was very happy.
"Ah, is this bird called nightingale?"
For the first time in his life, he heard the beautiful voice and was impressed and deeply moved.
"Please give me nightingale, and I will reward you handsomely."
So nightingale came to live in the palace. Every day, nightingale sang for the emperor. Emperor was happy every time he heard nightingale sing. He was so proud of nightingale that he allowed the servants to hear it too. However, nightingale was not happy. Nightingale felt trapped and had no freedom. One day, the neighboring country sent a gift to the emperor. It was a nightingale doll made of jewels and gold. Every time the doll was wound up, it sang beautifully. Furthermore, the emperor, if wanted, could hear it every day.
"It's really amazing. Its beauty is the finest in the world."
The real nightingale was sad. The real nightingale decided to leave. It flew off into the forest of freedom. The nightingale doll kept on singing. One day, the doll broke. Nobody was able to fix it. The emperor was heartbroken. The emperor became ill. He just laid there waiting to die. Just then, from the window, a beautiful song came flowing in. Everyone looked. Sitting by the window, nightingale began singing. Shortly after, the emperor became better. Nightingale was happy. Soon the emperor's face was filled with happiness once again.